It is a sunnah of the Prophet to kiss Hajar Aswad. While performing the tawaf of Kaaba, it's a sunnah to kiss Hajar Aswad. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay has stated that if there's a rush around Hajar Aswad of the people trying to kiss, then you should not be crushed nor crush other people from away. Do istilam. It's a sunnah to perform the istilam. Let me tell you a method to do. Hands should be kept on both sides. Touch it with your lips and remove your lips without producing sound. Lips touch it. This is how you can kiss Hajar Aswad, right? One may hardly get this chance. There is a huge crowd and people try to near it. It's not a place to use muscle. They as well as you may get injured. Allah Hazrat forbid. Do istilam from distance by standing right in the direction of Holy Kaaba. Even from the corner where you are present, right? Kissing Hajar Aswad with the intention of sunnah is certainly great worship, right? You see, your lips touch the place, certainly, which Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched with his lips. What could be a greater honor than that? But harming others for it isn't allowed. If someone has suffered from trouble because of you, and you know it, please show humbleness and ask him for sorry. Only repentance isn't enough. If you have violated human rights, they will forgive you, inshallah. If you express remorse and humbleness, inshallah, they will forgive you. I hope. If they don't forgive you, you must appeal and try to convince them, right?